of Ivan Ilyich, a lawyer and magistrate in the czarist bureaucracy of Russia, who manages to move his way up the ranks over the years, and of whom Tolstoy writes, on the whole, his life ran its course as he believed life should do, easily, pleasantly, and decorously. One day, while hanging curtains in his new home, Ivan Ilyich falls off a ladder, injures his head, and slowly begins to go downhill. The title of the novella should tell you the outcome of his injury. And while Ivan Ilyich is slowly dying, he begins to re-examine his life, and he wonders whether his priorities were, in the end, the correct ones. He says of his life and career, I was going up in public opinion, but to the same extent, life was ebbing away from me. And Tolstoy writes of Ivan Ilyich that it occurred to him that his scarcely perceptible attempts to struggle against what was considered good by the most highly placed people, those scarcely noticeable impulses which he had immediately suppressed, might have been the real thing, and all the rest false. I was going up in public opinion, Ivan Ilyich says, but to the same extent, life was ebbing away from me. Now, he says this about a time in his life long before he hit his head while hanging curtains. So what does he mean when he says that life was ebbing away from me? In today's gospel passage, Jesus asks what it will profit someone if he should gain the entire world and yet forfeit his life. And the answer, of course, is nothing. It gains him nothing. It gained Ivan Ilyich nothing. But the question remains, what did Ivan Ilyich mean when he says, life was ebbing away from me? And what does Jesus mean when he talks of forfeiting one's life? Now, the word we hear translated into English as life in today's gospel passage is the Greek word psyche. It's found in such English words as psychology. And psyche can also be translated as soul, which is why in the King James Version of the Bible, this verse is translated as, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And so this Greek word, psyche, that we find Jesus using in today's gospel has the sense of both life and soul. Now, there's another word in Greek for life, zoe. This is the root of the English word zoology, for instance. And it's in the difference between zoe and psyche that we find a pearl of great worth. A sea urchin is zoe. It has life. Ivan Ilyich was zoe. The goal of the Christian life, however, is to be psyche, to be soulfully alive. Saint Irenaeus wrote in the second century that the glory of God is a human being truly alive. Irenaeus is talking not of zoe, but of psyche, of being soulfully alive, truly alive. And the way to glorify God, the way to be truly alive, is to follow the teaching and example of Jesus Christ. Jesus tells us to take up our cross and follow him, and also to love our neighbors as ourselves. If we do not strive to serve our fellow human beings, we may be zoe, we may be technically alive, but we are not psyche, we are not soulfully alive. And we may be perfectly decent people. John Calvin, the great French reformer, speaks to that condition of decency. He says, many people are not cruel. They rob no one. They give nobody reason to complain. but they live for themselves and they enjoy a useless leisure. And a useless leisure is not being truly alive. If all we ever do is rob no one, be cruel to no one, and give no one reason to complain, our life, our psyche, will, like it did for Ivan Ilyich, slowly ebb away. One of the traps that Ivan Ilyich fell into was what James lifted up in last week's epistle reading, showing partiality, treating some people as better than others. Now, Ivan Ilyich was caught up in social and bureaucratic pecking orders, as are the Christians that James describes in last week's epistle. They are treating the wealthy better than the poor. James tells them, if you show partiality, you commit sin. In the Acts of the Apostles, Peter proclaims, truly I understand that God shows no partiality, but anyone in any nation who fears God and does what is right is acceptable to God. Now, if God shows no partiality, we must not do so ourselves. If we focus on and treat people based on social hierarchies, our true life will slowly ebb away. If we harm no one, but neither do we strive to lift up our fellow human beings, our true life will, in the same way, slowly ebb away. In the end, Ivan Ilyich realizes that he has to give up the illusion that he has led a good life. He has to give up the illusion that not being cruel, not stealing, and not giving anyone reason to complain was sufficient for leading a good life. He finally understands that all his attention to the hierarchies in society had led him down the wrong path. And at the end of his life, the only person who was willing to interact with him in a real and meaningful and deeply human way is a peasant named Gerasim, who has been hired to care for him in his last days. And in his final hour, Ivan Ilyich asks his wife and son for forgiveness. The understanding of what it means to be truly alive makes Ivan Ilyich truly alive. In the very hour of his death, and with his last breath, he exclaims, what joy! The glory of God is a human being truly alive. Amen.